Please rise in body or in spirit with the scripture reading. The Apostle Paul wrote two letters to the Christian church in Corinth. The people in the church there were weak, and they were constantly bombarded by false teachers who claimed to know Jesus. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians was about turning back to Christ and then showing others what it looked like to be a new creation in Christ. Listen to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians, verse 5, 16 through 21, about being an ambassador for Christ. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We look at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone, a new life burgeons. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so he could be put right with God. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alertly, unswervingly, in hard times, tough times, and bad times. That was a long one. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Last Sunday was Easter. Hopefully that's not a surprise to you. Maybe your day included worship here at the church or worship somewhere else. Did it possibly include dinner with family or friends? Or were there Easter baskets involved for children of all ages? We know all ages like Easter baskets. Perhaps your day included enjoying the beautiful weather that we had last week and have again this week, by the way. However you spent your time, did you find yourself saying, Easter, check. Got it done. Got through another one. Good for another year. Did you say to yourself, I worshiped, I spent my time with family, and I did my usual obligatory things, and now I'm good for another year? Right? Some people say that, believe it or not. Because really, this side of Easter, nothing has changed, right? Nothing's changed on this side of Easter, right? On the pre-side of Easter, we have the resurrection, the crucifixion, the crucifixion and all of that. And nothing has changed, right? Has anything changed? This side of Easter? Easter people? Is anything different? I sure hope something is different, right? Okay, hopefully something's different because of what happened on Easter. Do you find yourself asking, now what? Because we all know there are people that worship on Easter, worship on Christmas, come a couple times throughout the year, and call it good. But there is a now what on this side of Easter. The Easter celebration was about the resurrection of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and for that, there's something more going on. If you're here at, if you were at worship on Easter Sunday at the 10:30 service, the services were slightly different, you may have prayed a prayer with me, a prayer of giving your heart to Jesus. And you might be wondering what happens next. The prayer went like this. Thank you, God, for loving me and for sending your son, Jesus, to die for my sins. I sincerely repent of my sins and receive Jesus as my personal Savior. Thank you for the gift of grace. Now, as your child, I turn my life over to you. If you prayed that prayer with me, it was actually on the screen. I invited anybody that wanted to pray it. Are you wondering what's going to happen next? Are you wondering, now that you've given your life to Jesus, either for the first time or again, are you wondering what's going to happen next? Consider this. How did you pray the prayer? Did you pray it from your heart and actually invite Jesus into your heart to live in the deepest parts of yourself? Or did you just pray it because those around you that were praying it and anything on the screen you're supposed to say? It's possible that maybe that's how you prayed it. Consider this. Have you really, really accepted the gift of grace that Jesus offers in his sacrifice on the cross and the resurrection on the third day? Our scripture reading today includes verse 17. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created anew. The old life is gone. A new life begins. When we accept the gift of grace, a new life starts to go on inside of us. When we invite Jesus into our hearts, we are created into new and different people, and our old selves are gone from us. The selves that, as Abby and Elliot said, like to get a pat on the back for the good things that we do. The part of us that goes on sinning. Christ makes us new, and I'm not talking about maybe the new spring clothes that you wore last week on Easter Sunday, but in the new invisible way, in the manner that you act out in your faith. New in the way that reflects Christ, not just on Sundays and on Easter, but 7 days a week. I have a question for you. Why are you back in church today? What brought you to worship here today? Is it possible that you actually want more of Christ in your life? Could it be that connecting with this worshiping body helps you grow in your faith, helps you walk deeper with Jesus Christ? It would have been simple to stay home today. After all, you probably got your money's worth last week. If you went to any of the extra services, you could check off a couple of worship services, right? Probably got your money's worth. We had communion. The trumpets played. Christ has risen today. There was a sermon. I mean, hopefully you got your money's worth last week, right? Right? But believe me, you're back here today. And nobody would have liked a Sunday off more than me and maybe Melinda, because we worked really hard Holy Week. And we had 3 extra worship services. And all the bulletins that go with that and all the prep work that goes with that. But I'm here today, and you're here today for a reason. Is it because you're supposed to be here? Is it because on Sunday you go to church, you're expected to be at church? Or could it be that there's some urgency in your heart to get to know Christ just a little better? Some urgency to keep talking about the gift of grace that comes from Jesus Christ. So let's talk more about the gift of grace and what it really means. Salvation from God is a free gift of grace. We heard that in the skit. I don't want anything for free. I want to earn it. Well, my friends, you can't earn grace. You can't earn salvation. All you need to do is give your heart to Jesus, and the gift is yours. And when we earnestly give our hearts to Jesus, that's what happens, the gift of grace, the gift of salvation. Our scripture says that we're reconciled through this gift. And reconciliation came when Jesus died more than 2,000 years ago and rose again. And yet, we still get to open the gift of grace 2,000 years later. When this happens, we are made into new creations. And we're called to be representatives of Jesus Christ, or ambassadors, some of the ways the Bible says it, ambassadors of Christ, telling others about Jesus Christ. In verse 20, it says, God has given us the task of telling everyone what Jesus is doing. Telling everyone. And we are Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between people. We're called to be God's representatives in the world to help make the world right. And since we're new inside because of Jesus living in us, because of this gift of grace, God desires for us to show others what it looks like to live differently because of what Christ has done in our lives on the inside. We're called to let others see what it looks like when you accept the gift of grace, which results in salvation and eternal life. So when we're done on this earth, we have something more. We get to dwell in heaven with God, wherever heaven is. In confirmation today, we said, where's heaven? What's it look like? We don't know. Maybe for some it was in the clouds. For some it was above space. For some it's everywhere. But God is there, and we are dwelling there for all eternity. After all, the gift of grace in Jesus is what we receive when God forgives us. Prior to that, forgiveness had to happen in the temple with sacrifice. Imagine a person that is on trial for a crime, and the jury hears the facts of the case, right? That's how our judicial system works. And the jury deliberates and then comes back with a verdict. And the verdict can be guilty or not guilty. And when the verdict is not guilty, it's as if that person being tried for the crime did not commit the crime. Okay, that's what happens in a court of law. And the defendant is free to go. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, rose again on the third day, God was saying, you are not guilty. Your sins no longer bind you. You are free. You are free to go. Free to receive eternal life after this life is done. Not guilty. That's what we get with the gift of grace, is the not guilty for our sins. So my friends, now what? Because you are free from sin because of Jesus, do you go on sinning as if nothing has changed? Do you live your life in a sinful way because you think that nothing has changed? Or do you try each day to be more like Jesus Christ? Christ died for our sins, and yet Jesus is the one who never committed sins. This gift of grace should be taken seriously and lead you to turn from sinning as best you can. That's what being made new in Christ is all about. Bottom line is, we're still human, right? We're still human. We still gossip. We still tell little white lies. We cheat on our taxes. We cheat on tests. We disregard those who are in need, right? We still do those things because we are human. Even as a new creation, the sins come in. Because the only person that was without sin was Jesus. And so if we are sinners, how can we possibly be good enough to receive that gift? We can't, right? We're not good enough. We're not good enough to receive the gift, and yet we still get the gift. And so every day we try to live a little bit better than we lived yesterday. We try to show more of Christ in us to others. And we try to just be the person that Christ was. We're supposed to let others see Christ in us. See how our lives are different because we know Christ. Because if we know Christ and we don't live any differently than anybody who doesn't know Christ, we've disregarded that gift. Today, one Sunday after Easter, you're here in worship. Thank you for coming back. Keep coming to worship in order to learn and grow in your faith. Keep coming to worship in order to learn how to share Christ with others. In your bulletin, you have a little quarter sheet on a kind of off-white piece of paper. I invite you to pull that out. It has our gift of grace on there from, by the way, if you weren't here on Easter, that was last Sunday. We opened the gift of grace on Easter Sunday. And on this sheet there, it says, now that you've accepted the gift of grace that comes through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, what will you do to live into it? How will you honor Christ's gift? There are three scripture readings on there. The third one is our scripture reading from today. As Dusty said, it's long. It is. So you can read it again and get all the words. And there are some opportunities for you to do to figure out what's next, the now what in your faith. I invite you to spend some time reading these scriptures this week. Spend some time in prayer and see what Christ is saying to your heart. Spend some time right now even. What is God calling you to do? Would hope that everybody will turn from the sins that separate them from God. And there are others on there. Just take a moment. This is for you, by the way. You're not turning this in. This is for you to take with you as a reminder about how you can live for Christ. So I'm just going to give you about 30 seconds to, if you want to check off some of those, if you want to take it and pray about it. If you marked gig or Bible study, if you marked serving the church or the community, I invite you to make a note on your insert, and we can help connect you. If you're not currently in a gig or a Bible study, we can help connect you with one that will help you live into this gift of grace. My hope, my prayer, is that you know Christ more deeply, that the Christ that lives in you is shown to other people, and you go deeper in your relationship. Here are some tangible ways to make that happen. The now what is now. Will you take action to go deeper with Jesus Christ? Take that with you. Amen.